Hey guys, welcome to Debunked, our podcast where we discuss quite literally everything about anything. My name is Soman, I'll be your host today along with
Rohit
and Kailash.
And without further ado, let's begin. So today we're going to be talking about education. And no, not like last time where we were talking about supplemental education. This time we're talking about education specifically in the school setting with public education. And in America, education has been largely unsuccessful in, you know, educating all of its citizens in an equal standpoint. There's still a fairly high amount of people who are able to believe in and spread misinformation. And not only that, but the teaching techniques that schools use today, many people agree, are outdated or not effective. And lastly, we also want to examine what the cause might be behind some students losing interest in particular subjects or not pursuing them any further because of school. So, our first question to get started off, do you guys think the public education system today is failing?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I would say so as well. Rohit, you want to elaborate?
Yeah, I feel like at least in our, you know, in our state, in our district, I feel like there's more of an emphasis on like testing your knowledge and just like assessments in general than the actual learning process. And that may be different in other states, maybe in other districts. And that's also another problem we have, the fact that education is so in like public education is so inconsistent. Like our state is ranked as one of like the higher the higher ranking states when it comes to public education, and like another state such as like Louisiana, which is ranked much lower, you'd be getting a much worse quality of education, and stuff like that is just very unfair. And that's why there's a lot of like education gaps here in the United States that contributes to that.
Okay. Kailash, would you add on anything to that?
Yeah, what Rohit said is like a big big part of it. Schools across the country, as a result of, you know, general decentralization, each state and each district has its own curriculum and its own requirements, and sometimes even their own like standardized tests. And that inconsistency creates a gap between like students that have done really well in schools that are really good versus, you know, a student who might also be doing well but like in a slightly worse school district. And that gap is one of the big problems, I feel, because it doesn't offer all children the equal opportunity to learn, and it's basically discriminating based on where they were born.
Yeah, and not only that, but like I like the point that you brought up with, you know, decentralized education, because in almost every other country, especially the ones that are regarded as, you know, pioneers in science today, which is unfortunately not America, although it was like a couple of decades ago, today in America, since most of the education curriculum is determined by individual states, you know, there isn't any centralized curriculum through which everybody can be on the same footing. So states like New Jersey or California or Massachusetts, they might be much ahead of the students in like Alabama, you know. We're able to take college courses much more easily. We're able to have integrated education courses with community colleges if we want. We're able to pursue mathematics on a much higher level than the other states. And not only that, but there's also the thing where teachers who come to these relatively liberal states like California, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, they're much more experienced and they're getting better pay. So that encourages higher quality teachers to come in. I remember hearing this one anecdote from my A-Push teacher 2 years ago where he said one of his, he took a trip down south to visit a historical monument. I don't remember which one, but his tour guide seemed to know a lot and an abnormally large amount of information regarding the history surrounding the site and American history in general. And he asked him, why haven't you considered becoming a teacher? You seem to know a lot about this. And he said, I earn more from this tour guide job than I would as a teacher. The teacher earns something less than a garbage man salary in some states. And that to me is very disappointing.
Yeah, with all the education that's required to become a teacher, it is pretty laughable how low their pay is and like how underappreciated they are in some areas. Like, I understand that, you know, like they don't work the full year because of, you know, summer break, but, you know, they're a very instrumental part of, you know, of just life in general. Like, where would so many people be if they were never taught anything by teachers? And this low pay in some areas also, you know, contribute to teachers not doing their job, you know, as well as they could because they're lacking enthusiasm. You know, textbooks are very prominent throughout teaching. And personally, like I, and I'm sure a lot of people, you know, when they just sit down and stare at a book, they read it, and they might forget what they're reading and go back and reread the lines. It just doesn't mesh as well as, for example, the A-Push teacher I had would deliver very like attention grabbing and even like entertaining lectures that stuck with me like a lot better than like attempting to read a textbook.
Yeah, and I feel like the point you made about the qualifications, I might have to agree and disagree at the same time. I agree with that there being a lot of teachers who aren't have to take, you know, a certain amount of qualifications to get to their level. But I feel like in some degrees, those qualifications aren't enough. If you're gonna become a teacher, the biggest qualification you need to have is not, first of all, your experience with a subject, but second of all, your passion for the subject, you know? Like, if you are passionate, your students will genuinely get to learn. And quite oftentimes what I see is that teachers who are impassionate about their subject, who are bored and, you know, just end up assigning you things based off of their own knowledge, they don't encourage their students to pursue these subjects any further. And quite often people are dissuaded from further pursuing subjects such as mathematics, you know, or something like science. And that to me, I feel like is something that is genuinely very concerning, because I am lucky enough to have had very passionate teachers in subjects that I like and don't like. You know, I wouldn't be disinterested in pursuing any of them. Actually, there aren't really any subjects I don't like, but the ones that I like a little bit less, like maybe history, you know, I'm just not a history type of guy, but you know, if someone gave me something to learn about history, I wouldn't be dissuaded from it. I might as well do it, because knowledge to me is just very interesting in general. And my teachers in high school haven't dissuaded me from pursuing the subject. You know what I mean? Like, my A-Push teachers were very passionate about their subject. They threw in a lot of jokes every now and then. They were able to, you know, give properly detailed opinions. They taught us how to argue with, you know, logic and fact-based evidence. That type of stuff is invaluable. And when it's done by someone who is passionate, you know, you can't help but see a student learn.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. In terms of teaching methods, I feel like right now, like science classes have been the most advanced because of, you know, like the way we have labs and everything. There's a lot of hands-on learning as opposed to something like math, which math for me has been like absolutely insufferable because it's just like going through slides and trying to understand things. And if you can't understand things, you have to just go through these problems and repeat different types of things, check the solution guides to see if you did it right. And, you know, this has been all very mundane to me. And I feel like, you know, like, I'm not exactly sure how to teach it better right now. If I spent a lot of my time thinking about that, like, for example, if I was a teacher and that was my job, maybe I would find better ways to teach it though, because right now I just feel like, you know, it is very outdated. A lot of our teaching methods are outdated.
Yeah, and you know, I'm gonna be honest, for math, I'm lucky to have had like the teacher I have this year, in fact. She's pretty good at teaching math, because what I think she's doing different from other math teachers is that, first of all, on occasional times, we're able to have stories associated with the math we're learning. So when we're talking about calculus, you know, when we look at a certain mathematician's theorem, or when we're talking about Newton or Leibniz and their notations and whatnot, she associated a story with it from early on, and it seemed very interesting in general, because, you know, rather than just simply learning the formulas and getting to memorize it, we're able to see the intuitiveness behind it and the arguments that these mathematicians made when they were creating this math, essentially. And a lot of teachers don't do that. I know there was a teacher in that a lot of my friends had, and you know, they just give impassionately end up giving this kind of work to their students and just keep them under a tight workload. They don't really gauge any interest that they might have, you know, lost. I don't know how to phrase this.
You know, I understand. Now, what you described right now, that seems like it could be pretty interesting to me. But like for the past couple years, like in math, like I barely remember the names of a lot of these formulas. And you know, when it was taught to me, it's probably like the biggest extent of learning the formula's name is probably just like them mentioning the name, having it up on the slides. Like I was never taught like who the person actually was that created this, you know, this formula, how they arrived at it.
Yeah, you just like, learn it, you know, there is no proper reasoning to why.
Like I feel like in my experience, the best attempt a teacher had was my teacher last year, when he tried to make us, the students, try to arrive at a formula ourselves. But in a lot of like those more complex situations, it really didn't work out because none of us knew what we had to do. And the teacher essentially just took us through every step and we just mindlessly copied it down.
Yeah. And the sad part about it is that math as a subject is cumulative, you know, it's not like the other subjects where, you know, you can just jump in from the middle and figure things out. Math in general requires you to build upon skills you learned previously. Like when you look at algebra, you do involve a lot of higher algebra. You involve a lot of geometry in it. When you look at calculus, you involve a lot of higher algebra in it. And it kind of, you know, snowballs from there. If you don't have a big enough snowball, you won't be able to tackle the bigger problems. And then for other subjects too, like, for example, physics last year, I'm just gonna try and keep this as impartial as I can, but like the teacher that I had wasn't exactly considered great. He did end up giving us a very, very big workload, and I almost actually entirely got dissuaded from physics. At that time, I was still kind of very lost and I didn't know what I wanted to pursue in life. And oddly enough, I arrived at physics, but not from my teacher, but from a sitcom. You know what's that's gotta be like some other kind of sad. Yeah, the Big Bang Theory made me like physics 1,000 times more than my teacher did last year. And this year I'm doing fine. The teacher is great. I just genuinely have a passion for physics. I'm able to read books about it on my own and, you know, learn from the greater minds out there, not only my teacher. And today I can say I'm genuinely interested in pursuing it. The field and looking for a career in it. But last year, I almost entirely lost my interest in it. And same goes for other sciences like bio. Again, I almost entirely lost my interest in bio in freshman year. But again, this year I had a fairly good teacher. I'm able to learn very properly with the reasoning behind certain experiments and how we arrived at conclusions in biology. Stuff like that, you know. And I know a lot of other people aren't as fortunate as I am, and they end up getting dissuaded from pursuing any subject at all in high school. In fact, there's a lot of people who are uninterested in learning after a certain point. And you have seen an increase in high school dropouts in the past few years, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just speaks to how sad the learning situation is. And then the techniques that the teachers end up using aren't ever updated either. So, like, if something you've been using from 3 decades ago has been working with your students from three decades ago but isn't working now, they don't, you know, bother changing it because they've done it for so long and they have the material and they don't have to do the work again. But the teachers that do try and update their teaching methods, you know, they make the entire difference. They try to go the extra mile and end up actually teaching.
And then there's the whole like honors AP system, which I feel like the requirements might be a little bit unfair, because, you know, grades, you know, the average that you maintain is a large part of that. But like in 1 year, you might just get a bad teacher, which just grades things really toughly, because, you know, like as good of a student as you are, sometimes you can just get a teacher. And even if they're a good teacher, they might just be strict. And, you know, you might have a better understanding of the subject than someone else, but get worse grades just because of the type of assessments you're given. I feel like maybe some way that could be solved is like if it was like more teacher recommendation based and less like, you know, checklist A, checklist B, checklist C based. Because when you don't get into, you know, honors or AP for a subject that you're interested in pursuing, you're missing out on a lot of knowledge. Like the curriculum is so vastly different.
Exactly. Like we can give an example for like regular American history versus something like APUSH. You know, most teachers in regular American history will just end up giving you stuff to memorize. You don't have to do that much argumentative writing. But for APUSH, not only are you preparing for argumentative writing and reasoning for a test, but you're doing it like almost on a daily basis in your class. Like all of your tests and quizzes and projects are based on said argumentative reasoning. Your in-class discussions frequently ask you, you know, stuff that kind of might be a gray area in history where you're able to argue for one side or another and, you know, look at both sides of the coin. That doesn't happen very often in subjects that are, you know, the regular level. And, you know, that I also think that the honors and AP system versus, you know, just regular subjects, it might be a little bit of like a segregationary system in some ways, but like for education. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it, right, maybe you did bad on a placement test, because these things also involve placement tests. Maybe you did bad on a placement test and you missed out on getting into one of these classes. You basically end up missing out on a year's worth of learning and enriching your mind. And it's all because of one test you didn't do good on, or one grade you might have gotten bad. And that basically ends up creating a divide from that point onwards. And the 1 year's work of worth they missed out, you know, when they try and move back up the levels again, they already have 1 year, 1 year's worth of gap between the students who are already in those levels versus you. And, you know, trying to bridge that gap is a very, very difficult task that puts a lot of stress on the students.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say one thing. So, you know how, like, those teachers always, like, for example, like, one of my history teachers, he said, like, he was talking about how he got into this job, and he was talking about how he had this one teacher in, like, senior year that made him really interested in history. The thing is, it shouldn't take just one teacher and just one subject to, like, you know, make you think about what interests you. Like, every teacher should be engaging their student in the best way possible so that they can take an equal interest in all subjects and decide, like, which one do they like best. But with, like, the problems that we mentioned before, like teachers not getting paid enough, overworked sometimes, that's not really plausible.
actually, for the not getting paid enough part, I do agree to a very high extent. I feel like teachers, their job value is underrated in society. Like, when you think about it, teachers are just as important as doctors. Because even though a doctor might save your life from something that might be a medical issue, teachers end up kind of reaching to your heart. And if you have a good teacher, they might even help you find your passions in life. You know, today we see a lot of people in high school setting their goals for the future on money. They want to get as much money as possible. They want to get rich. They want a stable job and a stable life, rather than pursuing something that they genuinely like, because they don't know what they like, because in school they haven't been taught something in the right way, or they might not have found their passion because their teachers weren't good enough or like paid well enough for their job, you know, something like that. And then when you increase the salary for a teacher, you end up getting higher qualified people coming to teach the subject, and quite often these higher qualified people who've pursued the subject for maybe a longer amount of time might be more passionate. Like, when you think about it, someone with a PhD might be more likely to come and teach a high school class if the salary is increased than, you know, just your off the bat teacher who might have gotten a degree in something completely different from what she's teaching, which is actually the situation which I've seen in a lot of schools. In the school I'm in, I think there's a chemistry teacher that my brother has, and you know, she I don't think she has a major in chemistry at all, but yet she's still teaching. And you know, it's probably because of the salary issue, where, you know, a more qualified person isn't coming, and it's quite sad to hear about. But you know, life goes on and people have to deal with this kind of stuff. But what I'm sad to hear about is that a lot of people end up losing their passions in life over this. And what I've seen students do now is they are resorting to themselves to educate themselves, look at resources online maybe to gauge and generate some kind of passion or some sort of interest. Like, I feel like today, as of right now, like, if you are not able to rely on your teachers, just go and look on at documentaries online maybe, or from sources online that might be able to teach you about a subject. Like, honestly, I think if you are not as interested in science today, after watching Cosmos by Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'm telling you will fall in love with at least one of the fields of science, because the man is so passionate in his teachings, the way he's explaining everything. You know, he's able to imagine this kind of stuff while he's shooting these documentaries on a green screen. It's absolutely crazy. And he's able to describe everything so passionately, you end up falling in love with the subject just as much as him.
I'm very much in love with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is honestly America's greatest teacher.
One thing I'd also like to touch upon is like this heavy like importance on STEM, and like STEM is important, but I feel like students are being discouraged for liking other fields, and that's not just like schools, but that's also culturally. But right now we're talking about school, and there are even certain schools. Like, you know, there are academies that you're like you write placement exams and stuff, and they like focus specifically on STEM. And this is for high school, which is supposed to be general education. College is supposed to be where you specialize, because like you're not expected to be like fully decided on what you want to do until the end of high school, because high school is like such an important part of our development, and it's really hard to like to make a proper decision on what we want to do by the end of middle school, before we're even in ninth grade. So like, even my English teacher, whom, you know, I have mixed feelings about, because she grades things horribly, but I can really sense her passion for the subject, And you know, that comes through to me. Like, I still love English, even though my grades aren't where I'd want them to be, just because, you know, like, I feel like even though, like, she grades stuff, I feel like she's doing a good job of teaching. And she's complained so many times to us that, you know, people don't, like, see themselves as English majors, even if they're, you know, their favorite subject is English, they might want to go become an engineer or something because of, you know, this great importance upon these STEM subjects. And I think, you know, that's a little destructive as well, because, you know, that's going to be bad for the person in the long run, because no matter, like, how much money you make, if you're doing something you're not passionate about, if you just got into it for the money, you're going to be, like, depressed for the rest of your life.
Yeah, like, I mean, unless you have extremely extenuating circumstances, if you are able to pursue your passions, you know, don't care about the money. If every job in this world had passionate people working in the fields, you would see a lot more progress being done. Like, if you saw your teachers that were passionate, or forget your teachers, but like, if you had more passionate scientists, if you had more passionate engineers, if you had more passionate economists or even politicians, today's society would be in a much more different place, rather than people who simply wanted to go into something for the money. Like doctors, if you don't have a passion, a doctor who had a proper passion for medicine and simply went in because, you know, it's a very high paying job, especially in America, you probably won't get the best care from that doctor. And let's be honest, there's a much higher chance that they might misdiagnose you because they weren't passionate when they were learning the subject anyway.
All right, so here are some of the major points we covered in this episode. So first off, teachers are very underrated, and they can either be overqualified or underqualified. And here's the thing, sometimes the underqualified teacher may make more money just because of, like, their location and how the school system works there. So there's too much variation in school districts across the United States and across states, and there's not enough incentive to teach for teachers to teach in such areas where they might have a lower salary, when it's such a pivotal job for the development of, you know, of Americans and just people all over the world. Also, there's too much of an importance on, like, testing, and there are too many outdated teaching methods instead of expressing, like, true passion in teaching and figuring out more out-of-the-box ways to communicate with students, such as a lot of science teachers do these days with labs, and such as your math teacher does with how she explains kind of like the history of how, like, these formulas were created. And people have to realize that, you know, education is all important, and, like, most fields will be viable if they're passionate about it. They can find a viable field to work in, and, you know, schools should encourage pursuing passions rather than, like, certain overpopularized fields like STEM. Like, it's fine to like STEM, but, you know, if you're really not feeling those subjects, you shouldn't pursue it just because you're feeling, like, pressured to.
Before we leave off, there's a really quick word from our sponsors. So stay tuned for our next episode, where we will discuss something new and break down everything for you. It would be appreciated if you guys could drop us a like and write us a review on your preferred platforms. Go check out our website for more information, and check us out on Instagram. Share our podcast with your friends if you liked it. We're really grateful for those of you who've been tuned in so far, and we hope you guys can grow along with us on this journey wherever it takes us. And hit that outro!